the league. And, you know, depending on what USA does tonight, and Reese finds himself, you know, two games behind. And, you know, that's not going to stand all the way through. There's going to be some upsets all the way through. It's just a matter for the Reese Rockets. In order for them to stay in the hunt, they have to go ahead and take each game one at a time and, you know, be ready, because their day will come.
Well, that's the thing. We're now with seven teams in each of the divisions. You now have two additional divisional games. So instead of 10, you now have 12. That changes things up now. When you look at it, you know, each team, Reese and Bad Axe, has only played a quarter of their divisional play.
There's still a lot of basketball to be played, and, you know, you just got to go ahead and take a look at it, learn from it, and move on if you're the Reese Rockets. For the Hatchets, same advice. Go out there, learn from it, because there's going to be a lot of basketball in their future, too.
So Reese falls tonight 42-47. Bad Axe now has won four in a row and six of their last seven for the Reese Rockets. Unfortunately, this is now the second time in a row on this, or second time this season, that they've had two games tied together with wins. In that third game, they just could not pull it off. And so now they have lost after ending their two-game win streak, and they've now gone 2-for-2 and actually 3-for-3, actually 4-and-4 in their last eight ball games, dating all the way back to December 5th, which includes that Flint-Hamity win by forfeiture. So,
if anyone saw the game at USA that was decided by 2 points,
uh-huh,
you'd have to come away realizing that, you know, those are two quality teams, and somebody had to go ahead and drop one. Okay, so that's a given and everything. And we're all looking for the rematch that's going to take place in Reese. And, you know, I'm sure it's going to be the same electric atmosphere in that game as it was at USA. But tonight is the first time that you have Bad Axe reclaiming a spot that they haven't had in a few years, and that they're going to be a part of the story as well. So now it's no longer a big two. It is now at least a big three, or maybe a big four, depending on how the Lakers go ahead and respond to the couple of league losses that they have tallied in the last couple games.
So when you look at the averages coming in, Bad Axe had the second-best defense in the Greater Them Conference, allowing 45.4 a game. They held Reese to 42, so that's 3 points better than their average. Reese was allowing 52.8, so they held Bad Axe to 5 points below their defensive average. But on the offensive side, both teams are clearly off the mark. Reese came in tonight averaging 68 points on offense, Bad Axe 53. So Bad Axe's defense really shutting down Reese and keeping them 26 points off their average on offense.
Yeah, defense will do that to you. You know, defense is like water. It always is going to seek its level, right? It's going to be there and everything. It's offense that you really can't really predict on what's going to happen from game in, game out.
And only the second time this season that the Reese Rockets have been held to less than 60 points, and two of their losses came when they score in the 40s. USA, they scored 46. Against Bad Axe, they scored 42. And that's how the tale of the tape will end. John Mooney, we're now 0-for-2 in our predictions on this season. So I guess if anyone's looking for a favor, just have them have us pick the opposite team when we come and cover you, and you'll be all set.
That's exactly the best strategy that all teams are going to employ from here on out. And speaking of which, we've got two games next week.
Yes, we do.
Wednesday the 16th, we're going to be seeing Brown City going to Ubley, and then on Friday the 18th, we're going to see Lakers at the same Bad Axe.
Right here.
Hatchets right here.
So we're going to jump over to the Greater Thumb East on Wednesday, jump back to the Greater Thumb West on Friday, and we're going to be all over the place after that. So a doubleheader action next week. John Mooney, any final thoughts here before we head out?
Oh, this was an exciting ball game. Everyone came away satisfied that they saw two really great high school teams, programs going after each other, and again, somebody's got to win, somebody's got to lose, and you just go ahead and tally it up when the whole thing is all over and see where it stands.
Tonight's presentation of the WLAW Sports Network was being brought to you by Thumb Sailor, Moore Motor Sales of Carroll, Valley Enterprise of Ubley, Flannery Auto Mall and Bad Axe, Kohler Propane, DS Services, and Sure. Better health, better life. Are you sure? So on behalf of John Mooney, I'm Clark Ramsey, back in the studio pushing all the buttons as Grant Ducetto. And we hope you enjoyed tonight's broadcast. We certainly did. It was a thriller from start to finish. And it's a 5-point victory for the Bad Axe Hatchets at home. Now they start out with a pretty big homestand for the Bad Axe Hatchets as their next the next five games and their next 7 of 8 are all at home. But like John said, we'll have doubleheader action. Brown City at Ubley on Wednesday on Sports Radio 102.1. And then Lakers at Bad Axe come next Friday. On behalf of John Mooney, I'm Clark Ramsey. We'll see you on Wednesday. Bad Axe victorious by 5.